Shmuel, the end of his life, like we said, he was very sick. But he, in the beginning, when he, before the last end, before the end, he still, he forced himself to go to shul on Shabbos, at least to hear laning. Not the whole time, he was for the laning, but he couldn't be in the main shul because it was too noisy for him, for, because of his illness. He used to climb up to the Ezas Nashim, where there were, side, there's two there, side where there weren't women, further side when you walk in. And there he used to listen from upstairs, he used to listen, and it was okay. Yeah. Once, his grandson asked him to come down after landing to walk in and tell him Mazel Tov to join the Simcha. So he told him, "I can't, believe me," he said, "Luv Shmuel, that every Shabbos I go up the stairs, I'm positive, I'm sure that I won't be able to go back down. I won't be able to get home by myself. Every Shabbos, I do Mesilas Nefesh, and all my little bit of strength I still have, and my illness, so that I could climb up these stairs to listen to the Kriyat. If I have to go also in the shul, I'm going to collapse, for sure, I'm going to pass out. Don't ask me to do that." So we, yeah. At those times, Reb Shimon, his son, he used to be Shachris, he was a Chazan Shachris every morning. So he used to open all the windows and scream the davening out loud, so his father, they live right near the shul. So his father could hear the prayers and join the dominion. And then he used to go home and put on his father's tefillin, just for a few minutes, and take them right off. Once Reb Shimon said, leave him on for a little bit. Because he couldn't, the pressure on the head was too much. He a few more minutes and he collapsed. He couldn't stand it. He fainted. Along all those years of suffering, Reb Shmuel did not change anything of his work, of his prayers, of his learning, of his avodah, everything. Chatzot. Here's an example of what he, at the end of his life, how he was acting. Shmuel was very masculine, not to drink even water. Oh, only hot water he drank from Chatzot at night until the morning, till after Shachris. Also, every El Rosh Chodesh, he used to, he used to go Kila Tzadikim till the end of his life, even though it was a Mashmas Tzilus Nefesh. His body was never never thought about his body as to concern it as something as oh, my body hurts. What do you mean? I have to go. I just used to go. Mikveh, when he was sick, was very difficult. At the end, he couldn't go b'chav. But Rabbi Shua Ben Rubinstein used to take him every day to the mikveh. First, he used to go to the Yitzchak, where he was a very old man who was in his upper 80s. And then afterwards, he used to go, after he brought him home, he used to take a Shmuel, which took him a long time to get in and out of the car. And in the mikvah, was very, and he used to, he had, what's it called when you shake, compulsives? And the whole body, it was controlled.
Convulsions, yeah.
And the last year he couldn't go b'chlat to the mikvah. And last year, Amash. So at the end of his life, and last year he couldn't go to the mikvah at all. He used to always mention the time that he goes to the mikvah. Oh, Rabbi Shua Ben Rubinstein, Rabbi Shua. So they asked him, why are you saying his name? He said, "I know I can't go to the mikvah. At least I remember that he used to take me to the mikvah." So, Rabbi, I will start a little bit early today.